The globally average temperature over land ocean surfaces for September 2015 was the warmest September on record. This is based on a new report put out by NOAA. Can you tell me a little bit about this report?
Yeah, this report is a regular report. We compile data from across the world each month from weather stations, from ships, from buoys, assemble it all, and add it to the collection of data that we've been organizing since 1880.
Okay, and yet so record keeping began in 1880. How are those measurements compiled and how have they changed over the years? I'm sure there have been major advances.
Yes, there's been advances such as now we have in the oceans buoys that drift across the ocean. These were not available to us until the early 1980s. We get much better coverage across the globe with the buoy information. We have reference stations now that can do a much better job of trying to help us understand when we make changes in instrumentation, how that affects our interpretation of the record.
The report found on September 11th, Arctic sea ice reached its annual minimum extent at 1.7 million square miles, and that was below a 30-year average, but nearly 400,000 square miles above the record's small minimum in 2012. So why is the mass of ice larger in 2015 than in 2012 if the ocean keeps warming up?
Yeah, and what you see in all of our climate data, there are variations from year to year, much like looking at the stock market. You see variations from day to day. So what climatologists look for are the overall trends. And what we see in the Arctic sea ice is a substantial reduction in sea ice. This year was the fourth lowest on record. Several years ago, we had an extremely low number. It was due to not only the warming of the oceans, but we had an unusual circulation pattern that year that contributed to an extremely large loss of sea ice.
Major climate negotiations are taking place next month in Paris. Do you think this report can and should be a part of those conversations?
One thing we have to be careful about is not getting too focused on any individual month. Paris does have the benefit of the major international assessment reports, and they have been released in 2013. There's been some new science over the last couple of years adding to the information from that report. So certainly the negotiators will have plenty of scientific information. Just as any one month doesn't make the case, it's important to consider the whole body of evidence, not only the observed record, what we call our paleo record. This is information previous to the instrumental records that we've assembled to try and understand what humans are doing to the climate.
For our listeners, what should be the takeaway from this report?
From this report, the takeaway is that climate is changing, and it will affect all of us, where we work, grow our food. Its impact on all of us will be felt in some ways directly in terms of being affected by extreme events, or indirectly through the costs of food and services that we have to deal with in our normal daily activities.
What do you think we should be doing as humans to adjust or to mitigate the impacts of climate change?
Well, there's been two things that have been talked about as extremely important. One is adaptation, that is knowing if you had to place betting odds, your odds are going to bet that it's going to be warmer, more in the way of extreme precipitation events when it does rain. So if you're thinking about plans, you would plan for a different climate than what we had in the past. And many of our infrastructure, our engineering standards, our agricultural practices are based on what happened in the past. So we have to think a little differently. The other aspect is, well, if things are changing so quickly, are there certain things we can do to prevent those changes? And clearly, the most important is the ability of humans to control the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. There's been a number of discussions taking place in terms of what kind of fuel mix needs to be used, how you can absorb more of the carbon in the atmosphere into the land systems. It is really important that all of us consider the fact that the weather that we have grown to live with is not the weather we're going to have in the immediate future or in the far distance. And that's sometimes hard to get our arms around. The fact is, we will no longer be used to the same kind of weather we had on Halloweens or Thanksgivings or Labor Days. They may be something of the distant past.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.